Battle for the Body, Chapter 20, Well Warriors. Healing Promise to Claim. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Psalms 37, verses 4 to 5. Introduction. It is difficult to wage spiritual battle against Satan and his evil forces when you are weak, sickly, and in physical pain. This is why Satan launches attacks against your physical body. He knows you cannot be effective as a spiritual warrior when you are ill. You have learned strategies for ministering and receiving healing, but the Bible also has much to say concerning how to protect your body from satanic attacks. The Bible teaches principles for living in the kingdom of God physically as well as spiritually. Just as there is preventative and curative medicine in the natural world, there are preventative and curative measures given in God's Word. Preventative measures help prevent sickness. Curative measures bring healing when sickness does occur. The following biblical directives are principles for receiving healing and living in good health. They are both preventative and curative measures. It is important that you know these principles so you can share them with others and intelligently cooperate with God in matters of bodily health and healing. God wants well warriors. Accept Jesus Christ as Savior. When you do this, you become a born-again Christian, a child of God. The Bible teaches through the story of the Syrophoenician woman that healing is the children's bread. That is, it belongs to the children of God. Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through 30. God graciously heals unbelievers and uses it to draw them to salvation, but healing is really the children's bread. By accepting Jesus as Savior, you put yourself in the spiritual position to receive physical healing. If you are already a believer and have sinned, exercise the privilege that is yours to ask for and receive forgiveness. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. By keeping yourself continually cleansed, you prevent sickness resulting from your own sin. Give God's temple back to Him. Your body is the temple of God. Present your physical body to God for His purposes. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 13 and 19 through 20. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Seek first the kingdom of God. When you seek first the kingdom of God, all other things are added unto you, including health. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus never performed a healing until he was filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches that the early church had power after the Holy Spirit came upon them. If the Holy Spirit dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body both now and in the resurrection. Part of the power of the Holy Spirit is the power to heal. Being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit will help you walk in health and secure your healing. It is the Spirit and the Word of the Spirit that quicken and give life. Psalms 119, verses 25 and 50. Study Psalms 11, where the quickening of the Spirit is mentioned 11 times. Fear God. The Bible promises health to those who fear God. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, and Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Develop an intimate relationship with God. Since healing is in His wings, then you should abide under them, whether you are seeking or ministering healing. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Abiding in the Lord as a branch does in a vine is an intimate relationship. It attaches you to the vine from whom the sap of life and healing flows. Give the Word priority in your life. Study Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 23. Note that you are to give God's Word priority as you attend to it with the mind, ear, eye, and heart. The entire body is affected. Attend to the Word means give the Word undivided attention. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Do not hear through tradition or through interpretation of what other men say about the Word of God. Hear it with your own ears. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep your eyes trained on the Word of God. Do not look at contrary circumstances. Do not look with fleshly senses. When flesh conflicts with spirit, rely on your spiritual senses. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Keep the Word of God alive in your heart, just as you feed your physical man, feed your spiritual man. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. God's Word is like medicine. It brings healing, Psalms 107, verses 17 through 20, and strength, Psalms 119, verses 25 through 28. See also Proverbs chapter 3 for the effect of God's Word on health. When a medical doctor prescribes medication, he tells you to take it so many times a day to recover. If he tells you to take the medicine internally and you decide to rub it on your chest, it is of no value. You must follow his instructions in order to get well. This is God's prescription. His word is his medicine for life and health, both preventative and curative for life and health. You must use it and apply it correctly. If the doctor says you have a serious condition and need surgery, you do not say, "I do not have time for this operation." You make time even if you lose your job. You rearrange your schedule. When you are that diligent about the medicine of the Word of God, it will bring health to your body. If you are feeling bad, double up on Bible reading. His words are spirit and life. They bring healing. Walk in obedience to the Word. If you walk in obedience to the Word, you will not live in sin, and this will eliminate sickness resulting from personal sin. Psalms 38 records the mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional conditions resulting from David's personal sin. God responds to you on the basis of obedience. 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. Righteous living helps you avoid sickness brought on by your own personal sin. Living according to God's word also provides protection from some diseases, such as sexually transmitted diseases. Walking in obedience to the word includes prayer, study, and application of the word. See Psalms 128, Deuteronomy chapter 28, and Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, as examples of promises of physical health to those who walk in obedience to the word. Guard your heart and spirit. There is a relation between the soul and health. 3 John chapter 2. The forces of life flowing from the heart bring healing power. The forces of life come out of your spirit. If you have a bitter, angry spirit, it will affect you physically. Most nervousness, frustration, etc., comes from living in the future. Guilt and resentments result from living in the past. God says to forget what is behind and do not worry about the future. This is why Jesus taught us to pray, "Give us this day our needs." God structured the universe to run on the pattern of a single day. When we break that pattern in our heart and spirit by living in the past or future, emotions result that lead to illness. The indwelling human spirit gives life and energy to the human body. Once the spirit leaves the body, the strongest body will stop living and begin to decay. Life is quickened when the spirit re-enters the body. Because of this, a breach or opening in the spirit can provide entrance for satanic powers, including sickness, bitterness, anger, worry, strife, etc., which are all works of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. Proverbs 18, verse 14, indicates a wounded spirit affects the physical body. Proverbs 17, verse 22, indicates a broken spirit affects the physical body. Psalms 38 shows how sin is related to physical and emotional conditions. Proverbs 16, 24 and 12, 18 indicate your conversation can affect your physical body. Bring your emotions under the control of the Holy Spirit. This is done by allowing God to develop the fruit of the Holy Spirit in you. Since healing begins in spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit can bring healing. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 25, Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Follow natural laws of health. It has been estimated by doctors that 60% of illness results from an unhealthy lifestyle. The Bible is filled with examples of following the natural laws of health. The same God that said, "I am the God that healeth thee," also gave practical health regulations as part of the Old Testament law. Paul told the men on ship to eat for their health. He told Timothy to drink wine instead of the bad water. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 23. The body as well as the spirit is sacred because it is the temple of God. Proper rest, exercise, and diet will help you walk in divine health because you are cooperating with the natural laws of God. Because your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, do not take any toxic substances into it, such as alcohol, cigarettes, or addictive drugs. Properly discern the body of Christ. You already learned the importance of properly discerning the body of Christ in communion. The Bible says many are sick and weak because they do not do this. When you are sick, believe God wants to heal you. Believe God wants to heal you, even if you have not yet experienced it. Provision and manifestation are different. Provision for salvation was made hundreds of years before you accepted it, and it was manifested in you. Believing is confidence in provision, even when manifestation of healing is not yet experienced. Believing is different than claiming. When people claimed they were well, while still exhibiting terrible symptoms, this caused many to turn away from divine healing. Believing believes God's word, but does not deny the natural, visible symptoms. Do not go around talking about your symptoms voluntarily and glorifying the attack of Satan in your body. But if you are asked, always speak the truth. "I have the symptoms of heart trouble," or "the doctor has diagnosed heart trouble." Then answer the inquirer with God's word, "But by his stripes I am healed." This follows the example of Jesus, who did not deny or ignore reality. Jesus said clearly, "Lazarus is dead, but I go to raise him." It is a delicate matter of fact balanced with faith. Accept God through Jesus as your healer. Sin and sickness are Satan's twin evils. Salvation and healing are God's provision. Before Calvary, people were saved and healed by looking forward to it in faith. Afterward, by looking back to it in faith. Did you accept Jesus only as Savior, or did you accept him as healer also? How can he keep you from sin if you have never accepted him as Savior? How can he keep you from sickness if you have never accepted him as healer? Jesus bore your sickness and carried your diseases at the same time and in the same manner that he bore your sins. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. We should not forget his benefits, which include healing. Psalms 103, verses 1 to 3. God laid both sin and sickness on Jesus in the same atonement. How can we say part of it belongs to us and the other does not? In Romans chapter 10, verse 9, the word "saved" is the same word used by Mark when he said, "As many as touched him were made whole." Salvation is deliverance from sin and its penalty. Sickness is part of the penalty. The Greek word "sozo" carries the meaning of physical and spiritual healing. The only "surely" word of emphasis in the redemption chapter of Isaiah chapter 53 precedes his provision for our healing. You can be free both from the bondage of sin and sickness. He forgives your iniquities and heals all your diseases. Psalms 103, verse 3. This is why Jesus said, "Which is easier, to forgive sins or be healed?" Mark chapter 2, verse 9.